finishing off some Shemem Tess. We said that it's also for a person to carry less than Faram Mr. Sarabim and less than Mishrabim, less than Faram Mishrabim over and over. Even if it's Vanashmoshis, even if it's Nakarmelis, it's not Mishrabim Deraisa. The Mishtabur brings a Shiloh. Let's say it's Nakarmelis and it's Vanashmoshis. You have two things going to your advantage. The Taz and the Liraba, they're Makel. However, Mishtabur says that based on what the Mavur and Shemem Beis, now, they're only make on a shvus ban hashmoshes if it's a tzarach mitzvah or some other makom atchak, some other situation where you're stuck. So it could be here also, you should only make over if it's a tzarach mitzvah or it's a makom atchak. Otherwise, the fact that it's ban hashmoshes does not work to your advantage, and you'd not be allowed matal to pachas pachas b'dalamas, even in the karmelis, even ban hashmoshes. So there was somebody such a circumstance, I think that maybe they show it to your make over to go pachas pachas b'dalamas, because it's ban hashmoshes, and it's not Hashem derives, it's only karmelis, they should ask a shiloh. Simen shen nun, sif aleph. The Machaber says a person can stand in Rish Yochid and stick his hand out to Rish Rabim and move things around Rish Rabim, things that he does not need. He just wants to move them around from one place to the other. As long as he does not move them four amas, it's fine. The Mishta Brewer explains, they were talking about even if it's Kelim Nam, it's nice Kelim that someone would appreciate having and being able to use it. But since at the moment he has no use for them, he doesn't need them, he can move them around Rish Rabim, even though he's standing in Rish Yochid. We're not afraid that he's going to bring it back to Rish Yochid and be Moitzim Rish Yochid. And do achnos of Rishrabim to Siyachid. You know, he's standing Siyachid and moving these items to Rishrabim, because right now he has no use for them where they are. Now, again, like the Machaber says, you have to make sure not to move them Dalad Amos, because now Dalad Amos, they're more Dalad Amos to Rishrabim. In fact, the Mishbura says that if he moves the Dalad Amos to Rishrabim, even if he picks it up more than 10 Tefachim off the ground, to Makkah Patur, moves over Dalad Amos and puts it back down in the ground of Rishrabim, and the Karak Rishrabim, he'll be Chayiv, because the Akira and Nocho took place both in Rishrabim more than 4 Amos away from each other. So, the Mechaber says, somebody's standing in Rish Rabim, and there's a key in Rish Yochid that wants to twin the key lock, so he has to move it around Rish Yochid. Or the opposite is standing in Rish Yochid, and there's a key in Rish Rabim, needs to open something in Rish Rabim. Whatever it is not a problem, because this key is only needed to open the lock, to turn the lock, which the key is meant for. The person will have no benefit from bringing the key close to him in the Rishas that he's standing in. There was no kashash that he's going to move the key from Rish Rabim to Rish Yochid, or Rish Yochid to Rish Rabim, to bring it to the place where he's standing, to bring it back to his body where he is. The Mechaber says a person cannot stand Rish Yochid and stick his head down to Rish Rabim and drink water or drink something over there, or vice versa, because there's a chashash that he's going to bring the water back to where he is, because he needs this water. And therefore, the only way he could drink in different Rishos is if he walks into the Rishos where he's drinking. Rosh Yerubah, his head and most of his body have to be in the Rishos which he's drinking. But to bend over and drink in different Rishos, not where he is, there's Issa D'Rabban, there's a chashash, he can bring it back to the place where he is. Now, Mechaber says that if he's standing with Siyoch and he wants to drink from a Karmelis, standing with Sarabim and drink from a Karmelis, or the opposite, standing at Karmelis and drink from Siyoch or Sarabim, that's not a problem. Since this whole thing is Xeri, I'm not coming to bring it to you. And the whole Isra of Itzah with the Karmelis also Drabon is Xero. So it's Mutim, Mr. Burr explains, the Chazal are not Gezer, Xero, Xero. Now the Mechaber brings the Arishan and will hold, and that which is a Chashash, you can bring things back to the Shush you're standing in, therefore you cannot move around something in a different Rishus from where your body is. Because the chashash can bring it back to where you are, it doesn't mean like water that you're drinking that you might bring it back to the rishus where you're staying because you want to drink it there. It only means like kelim no, like nice kelim that you might need. But kelim that are not no, that are not nice, even if you're drinking from them, there's no chashash can bring it back to yourself. And the Mechaber says, according to the Shita, other mimetalto, anything other than shtia, even kelim no, even nice kelim, it's not a problem. The only guys, if it's kelim no, nice kelim, and you're drinking from them, then there's various svaras where you might bring it back to the place where you are, so then you cannot drink from a nice keli and different rishus, have a chashash, you might come to bring it back to where you're standing, because it's a nice keli, and it's something you want to drink from. The Mishmur Avir says that the ikar is like the first shita that holds that anything that you need, that you're using for yourself, towards your body, you cannot metal to a different rishus, and therefore, even if you want to get a drink from a different rishus, you can't do it. You have to roish shiruba your head and most of your body in the rishus which you're drinking, all the chashash, you're going to bring the mayim, the wear back to yourself. Even if it's not in the keli, no, even if it's not in a nice keli.